This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. beef is regaining market share in Colombia. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
U.S. beef exports to Colombia rebounded last year, climbing 23% in volume and 77% in value compared to 2024, when the Colombian government imposed restrictions on U.S. beef due to avian influenza detected in some U.S. dairy herds. Homero Recio, a Latin America representative for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, said the USMEF had to work to reclaim that market share.
We did suffer quite a hit because of avian influenza and the Colombian government shutting down exports. And we had some pretty good momentum going at the time. And then so with the market closing, it created an avenue for another competitor, the Canadians, to come in and fill the market that we were supplying. Once we were able to get back into the market, we started to tear into the Canadian share, and we've ultimately regained our share. And what drove that is our ability to work with the trade and work with them closely to educate the wait staff on what those differences were and how and why they should be promoting American beef. And so that's one of the keys, is working with the people that face the consumers and suggesting to them and teaching them, educating them why they should be choosing American.
Recio said the Meat Merchandiser Program, a team of experts who educate key customers about the unique attributes of U.S. beef, was instrumental in bringing back customers.
These are four gentlemen that are across Colombia, and their job is to go and knock on doors and find people and show them how they can use U.S. beef. And so these gentlemen were critical in getting new customers and getting existing customers to try new items. And I think that's what got us back to where we gained back to 70% market share.
For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.